Am I the only one that will sometimes wash their hair twice in the shower? Not because it's extra dirty or anything, but I think because I forget that I already washed it. I don't know if that's because I'm getting older or not, but I think it's because it's just a routine for me. And then I get thinking about other things, and then sometimes I forget where I'm at in my routine, and I'll just to be better be safe than sorry, I just wash it again. But I know that I've already washed it when I put the shampoo conditioner in, and it's like super sudsy. I just know immediately. I'm like, well, I already did this. Like, I'm already past that part in my routine this morning. After I do something like that, I'm like, man, get your head in the game. Come on, man. We're in here to do something. Get it done. Move on. Let's go. It's like I get lost in my thoughts and what I have going on for the rest of the day or what have you. I've come to realize I have a lot of routines in my life. And when I've been reading through, I stopped reading through 2 Thessalonians after Easter, and I just been going, I want to go through Romans. Romans, the first chapter, there's a lot of times where the Apostle Paul is just talking about faith here. Faith, 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 all the time. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of my Bible underlined, and I have words circled, and I put little notes in the side of scripture just that impacted me. So it's really fun to go back and see stuff that I underlined or highlighted, you know, like 6, 7, 8 years ago. And so I just been just cruising through, and I see, man, there's a lot of places where in Romans it's talking about faith. I want to read the first 6 verses of Romans chapter 1. This is Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets and the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who, as to his human nature, was a descendant of David, and who, through the spirit of holiness, was declared the power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him and for his namesake, we receive grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. That's verses 1-6. And it just hits me in two spots. The beginning, he says, I, the Apostle Paul, have been set apart for the gospel. My life is different. It looks different. I'm going to be different than those around me because God is in my life and he's changed my life. And then he's talking about how he is going to be sharing that to everybody, including the Gentiles. As the Jewish people thought it was just for them, Jesus came not only for the Jew, but the Gentile. He came for everybody. And he talks about how it is important for us to have obedience, but the obedience comes from faith. And in my life, I'm concerned for me that maybe my life has become too routine. And while I'm in this routine, that I can get lost in the routine and I just keep doing what I've always been doing, and that maybe I've left a little bit of the faith out, and obedience will come from faith. So as my faith grows, my obedience is going to grow in him. We're not called just to do what he's told us to do, but we've been called to have faith in him. And through that faith, our life's going to look different, and we're going to have this obedience to him because we want to love him and we want to honor him. For what it's worth, those are my thoughts on the first 6 verses in Romans chapter 1. Have a great day.